I'm speaking with Bobby Likas of Bobby Likas Car Clinic, and we're talking about some, I guess we call them recommendations, but statements that came out from AAA discouraging the use of E15. Bobby, tell us a little bit about your thoughts on E15 and your thoughts on what AAA has to say about it.
Well, Cindy, to state that ethanol damages engines is a disservice to consumers and specifically to AAA's members. Can you imagine a car owner that would reach out to AAA in need of gas with a stipulation that they would not accept ethanol-based fuel? And as simple as that may sound, that's what I take away from AAA's comments. The fact is, there's no proof that ethanol damages engines, and I just have to say, for the 41 years that I've been in the automotive service industry as a technician, as a rear engine dragster builder, and owner of an award-winning service shop, I can't imagine why we continue to look at the future and look at today with mid-70s mindset. It doesn't make sense.
Now, you're looking at this not only as from the perspective of an automotive technician and mechanic, but also as a AAA member. What do you think about their statements of being a AAA member yourself?
I am a longtime member of AAA, and I have two daughters, both of whom live out of state, and I give them annual road service AAA cards for flat tires and running out of gas or dead batteries or whatever. And so I'm a member of AAA. I don't understand. I think that AAA should maybe get out and visit shop owners, people in the business who actually perform automotive service and repair, so that they could properly educate their members with information that we know from history. And speaking of history, 41 years in the automotive service industry. If I look back at the mid-70s, oil embargo days, we found some carburetors that had accelerator pump problems and would cause a driver to the car to hesitate. At that time, the manufacturer started to upgrade their engines and fuel systems, and the synthetic rubber components for the carburetor kits were also upgraded to be compatible not only with ethanol, here's the irony, but with non-alcohol fuels and oils as well. It was the state of the mid-70s. If we needed, our doctors instructed us that we needed some surgery, would we go to a mid-70s operating room for those procedures? I think not.
Well, what do you say to people? I know that you've been able to talk to people, especially people in your own industry, about ethanol. What do you say to people when they say that ethanol ruins engines?
I'm amazed when I hear people claim that ethanol ruins engines. Having been in the industry for my 40-plus years, I and my associates and colleagues, technicians, know that people ruin engines. Neglect of ownership, lack of service, lack of following normal maintenance procedures. We all brush our teeth daily or more, but we still get a professional cleaning every 6 months. The same is true for an automobile. There are certain things that must be performed in services that sustain the life of the automobile. And definitely the cars are designed to run on E15, have been since 2001, and even cars prior to that, if the truth be known.
What would you say to AAA right now in light of these statements that have come out as a member yourself?
I think the individuals who write for AAA should get out into the real world, because obviously there are not. I think there are political agendas. I think there are old think and old school thoughts that for some reason or another continue to stay there. And I'm reminded at this particular time in my life, I'm reminded of Schopenhauer's three stages of truths, the first being ridicule, the second being violent opposition, and then the third, the truth becomes self-evident. And the truth about ethanol, E10, and E15, and what that provides to consumers and to Americans, both in rural communities and across this nation, with regard to reducing our dependence on foreign oil and keeping our dollars in our country, is ludicrous. Why we don't move on and get on with it. I just think it's time for us to see what we have for ourselves and use it.